We're going to study and hear a little bit about what it means to be the church. I'm going to be reading today a couple of different passages, one from the Gospel of John, and then, of course, the other from the book of Acts. John chapter 14, verses 15 through 17. I want to make a couple of other additions to that as I'm reading. Hear the words of Holy Scripture. Will you please stand as we hear now God's holy word? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I want to read another passage before I read the second from the second chapter of Acts. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. And then over in the second chapter of the book of Acts, beginning with verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound came from heaven like the rush of a mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributed and resting on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Lord, today we ask you to be present with us in a powerful way through your Holy Spirit. You promise us where two or more gather, you will be in our midst. And so now we pray, Father, as we open our hearts to you and as we open who we are to you, that you would just speak to us. Whatever we need today, O God, speak your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Today marks the birthday of the Church of Jesus Christ. In the Christian year, today is Pentecost. It's an extremely important day today, guys. It's an extremely important day in the life of the local church and the church worldwide, though you wouldn't know it by the way we've handled it. There are preachers and there are teachers all over who, though today is Pentecost across the world, actually, there are preachers and teachers who won't even acknowledge today. They just blow on past it. But today is an extremely important day. And it strikes me that this is also the time of the year when we mark people going away. Going away. This is the season of graduations. This is the season of transitional times where people will soon be going away. Whether that's off to school or into a new chapter of life or a job or wherever they're moving, they're getting married, whatever it may be, this is a season of transition. Last Saturday evening, I watched as my son graduated high school. And then the next morning, right here, we celebrated our seniors, the closing of one chapter in life and moving on to the next chapter of life. And I began to think about all that, and I've been trying to process that, and I think the reason it clarified in my mind in such a poignant way is that today's passage is about going away. In the Gospel of John, Jesus is going away, and he's reminding those who are gathered around him that when he goes away, he will send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will come, and the Holy Spirit will be with them, and the Holy Spirit will be in them. Today, we mark that day. It's a huge transition in the gospel, friends. This is the point where Jesus goes to be with the Father, but he says, I'm not going to leave you alone. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you a counselor. Jesus is going away. Sort of reminds me of the story of the community-wide Easter pageant I heard about. And in this little community-wide Easter pageant, it was their tradition that they would get characters from the community to play the various characters of Easter. And on this particular year, for some strange and unknown reason, the director asked a very unlikely person, a person nobody would have ever expected to play the part of Jesus. This guy was a large, muscular, burly truck driver type guy. When you looked at him, the last thing you thought was Jesus. He was the complete opposite of what you would think a Jesus character would be. He cursed like a sailor. He had a reputation in the surrounding community, and in that community, he had a reputation for barroom brawls. I mean, he was a rough character, and yet the director asked him to play the role of Jesus. And after several weeks of practicing and rehearsing, the day of the Easter pageant finally arrived, and people from all over the county came to see the performance. And you know that part where they come, where Jesus is being led away to be crucified? You know, he's being led away, and he's about to go to Golgotha. There was a little man who was kind of a filler in the crowd. He got caught up in it. He got caught up in the drama of that experience of Jesus being led away and going toward Golgotha. He was just all in it, and he was among those who were shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And Jesus is struggling with the cross, and then this little guy got so caught up in the moment that when Jesus, the character Jesus, when Jesus actually walked by, he actually spit on him. What do you think that big burly character did when this little old something another spit on him? What do you think he did? Well, he stopped right there in front of God and everybody. He stopped, put down his cross, raised up, wiped his eyes, and he looked at him and he said, "Buddy, I'll be back to take care of you after the resurrection." And here we are, 50 days after the resurrection, and Jesus said, "I will be with you, and I will be in you through the Holy Spirit." So today is Pentecost Sunday, and I thought it might be helpful to ask the question, what exactly does the Holy Spirit give us? What exactly does it mean when Jesus says the Holy Spirit will be with you and he will be in you? What does that mean? What does the Scripture teach about this Holy Spirit? And so what I thought I'd do is I'd mention a few things that the Holy Spirit brings to us in our presence and in us. The first thing I want to mention to you this morning is that the Holy Spirit is our comforter. Comforter. Jesus said, "I will send you a comforter." My friends, sometimes life hurts. Sometimes life is painful. Sometimes we experience hurts that are self-inflicted. At other times, we experience hurts at the hands of others. Sometimes hurt comes simply because we live in a fallen world. But I think we all in here could agree that sometimes life hurts. It goes without saying that that's just part of what it is to live on this side of heaven. Jesus said, "In this world, you will have trouble." He was pretty clear about that. He said, "In this world, you will have trouble." Sometimes life hurts. And no matter how tough you think you are, There will come moments when life will almost break you, or you'll feel like it is about to break you, either through grief or through fear or through uncertainty. And if you have not experienced a moment where it felt like life was about to break you, you haven't lived long enough, because it will come at some point. Let me tell you a story about my wife. She found out right before the service started I was going to tell this. So if I call somebody looking for a place to stay tonight, you might want to just be kind to me. Every now and then, I'll walk into the house. Maybe it's been a long day at work, or maybe it's been, been outside doing something. And occasionally, Faith will look at me and she'll say, "I need a hug." That's all she'll say. "I need a hug." Now, what does that mean? I've learned that she doesn't need for me to explain how she could have handled that problem differently. I have learned that she doesn't need me to go beat up that old person that hurt her. I have learned that she doesn't need me to talk through it rationally with her and help her put it in perspective. You know what I've discovered? She needs a hug. Every man in here who's been married very long will tell you the best thing you can do is just keep your mouth shut sometimes. She needs a hug. She needs comforting. We need a comforter. Listen to me. When hot tears flow onto the pillow at night, when all hell is broken loose in your life and you don't know how it's going to be brought back together, when we get alone so that people won't see us weep, when situations feel hopeless and all we can do is shed tears. Anybody in the room ever been there? When we are hurting so deeply, we need a comforter. When we lose a loved one, when we can't imagine how life is going to go on without them, when we stand at the grave and though you're sure you're going to see them again one day, the preacher's saying that you know you're going to see them one day, we need a comforter. And Jesus says, when life hurts, I will send you a comforter. It's important for you to know that, because it will happen. And there are times when people think that there are times when God just sort of exits and doesn't have anything to do with what's going on. People think there are times when God just checks out. I want you to know God is never closer to you than when you're hurting. God is never closer to you than when you are hurting. Everybody in the room has heard and seen that little poem, Footprints in the Sand. Anybody in the room ever been carried by God through something? We need a comforter. And Jesus said, I will send you my spirit. And when life is about to break you, I will give you comfort. There's a second purpose the Holy Spirit has in our lives. Not only is He our comforter, the Holy Spirit is our counselor. You probably didn't know that the Holy Spirit is an attorney. But that's how it gets translated, actually. Jesus said, I will send you a helper. Sometimes translated comforter, sometimes translated counselor. I will send you an advisor. I will send you someone who will help you make right decisions. And boy, do we ever need that, do we? In a morally confused world, in a world where it seems we've lost our moral compass, in a pluralistic and diverse culture that has no set of values and ethics. We need divine help to make right choices. Jesus said, I will send you a counselor, because we will all come to moments when we're at an intersection and we don't know what to do. It's easy when the decision's easy. But what about when it's not easy? What about when you can't really figure out exactly which way to go? Jesus said, I will send you a counselor. I have a pastor friend of mine who serves on the staff of a church. His primary responsibility is to visit the shut-ins and the people who are in a facility somewhere. And so he goes to these facilities and he visits the elderly persons there, some of whom have their memories rapidly leaving them. He told me not too long ago about going to a nursing home to visit with an elderly lady. He sees her about once a month. Her mind is fading fast, he said. And so he walked in and he saw her sitting there in a wheelchair, and he approached her and bent over and smiled and said, Hello, Miss Minnie. Do you know who I am? And she looked up at him and she said, Well, I don't really know, but if you'll go up to the front desk, they'll tell you who you are and they'll help you get to your room. There is nothing in the world that we need to be reminded of more than who we are and whose we are, and the Holy Spirit continues to whisper to remind us that we are a precious child of God. Now listen very carefully to what I'm about to tell you. People have recordings of voices from the past telling them, you are this and you are this and you're this and you're never going to be this and this. Now hear this. Those voices are important voices. And those voices, once we hear it over and over and over, guess what? It begins to stick. And God comes to us and says, don't you believe all that? You are a precious child of mine. You are created in my image. You are a one of a kind. Lots and lots of people have set a low ceiling for themselves because of voices from the past telling them they're never going to amount to very much. And God says, take my hand and let's see where we can go from here. You are not the sum total of all your mistakes. You are not the sum total of all your dumb decisions. The Lord God of the universe wants you to know you are a loved child of His. One of my favorite theologians is a guy named Dietrich Bonhoeffer. My staff knows that he's one of my favorites because when I do the devotion, just about every time I'll share something from Bonhoeffer. Bonhoeffer wrote a little book. Actually, he wrote letters, and it was compiled into a book entitled Letters and Papers from Prison. If you ever see Letters and Papers from Prison by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, pick it up. It's a powerful, powerful thing. You know the story of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, don't you? He was imprisoned. He was a German pastor in World War II. He opposed the Nazis. They threw him into jail, threw him into prison. And on April the 9th, 1945, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was hanged. 2 days later, the prison was liberated. They recovered these poems that he had written, and they've been published. One of my favorite of them, and I guess it's because it's so honest and so incredibly raw, is this. It's entitled, Who Am I? Letters and Papers from Prison. Who am I? They often tell me I would step from my cell confidently and calmly and cheerfully and firmly, like a squire from his country house. Then he goes on to talk about how others describe seeing him as full of confidence and faith. Then he says, am I really all that which other men see, or am I what I know of myself, a restless and sick person? Who am I? This or the other? Am I one person today and tomorrow another? Am I both at once, a hypocrite before others and before myself, a contemptibly woebegone weakling? Who am I? They mock me, these questions of mine. Whoever I am, thou knowest, O God, I am thine. I am thine. We need an answer to the question, who are we really? So we can do the right thing. And the final answer that matters above all others is, you are a child of God. You are not perfect. You will make mistakes. You will fail. You will sin and you will stumble. But you belong to God and you are loved unconditionally. And there is nothing from which God can't deliver you. There is no place in life, no pit so low that God can't pull you out. You need to know that today. The Holy Spirit wants you to know that you are still loved by God, regardless of what you've done, of what you said, of where you've been. The Holy Spirit comforts us and He counsels us. And then finally, one more. The Holy Spirit encourages. I will be with you forever. I will be with you and I will be in you. The Holy Spirit encourages us. He gives us His peace and His joy. You see, it is the purpose of the Holy Spirit to give us peace and joy, not happiness. I want to distinguish here between happiness and joy. Happiness is generally something we feel based on the circumstances. Things are going well, things are good, things are happy, and therefore I'm happy. But joy is something internal that has nothing to do with circumstances. They may be good or they may be bad, but we are filled with a kind of peace and security. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart, says the little song. Down in my heart. The Holy Spirit encourages us. I don't know if it's just me. Maybe it's true with you as well. But there are times when I need God's Spirit to encourage me a little. There are times when I need God's Spirit to lift me up and to help me go through whatever it is I'm going through. Sometimes people will ask me, do you believe in angels? And I always say the same thing. Yes, I believe in angels, but I believe that very often angels come in the form of other people. They come in the form of other people. God's Holy Spirit showing up in my life just when I need Him most. Have you ever had somebody just come across your path and you needed that moment with them, or you needed that message they brought, or somebody call you on the phone, or somebody send you an email? You ever had those kind of things happen? I want you to know God uses people to help people. God uses people to help people. God's Holy Spirit comforts us when it hurts deeply, and sometimes life does. And God's Holy Spirit counsels us when we need to know what is the right way. And God's Holy Spirit will encourage us when we need that kind of peace that passes understanding. Let me close with this. From the It Could Only Happen in California department, I share today's story. It's the story of an enterprising young gas station attendant. And for a brief period, he set all kinds of records for car battery sales. He was amazing. His methods were a little shady, though. Apparently, he preyed on unsuspecting customers after he had put gas in their tank and checked under the hood of the car and cleaned the windshield and all that kind of thing. He would ask the driver to pop the trunk so he could check their spare battery. Would you pop your trunk? I just need to check your spare battery. That'll be the last thing I do. And so after checking the spare battery, he would report to the driver that the spare battery was missing. And they needed it. It had to have immediate attention. They needed to replace that spare battery just in case of an emergency. It worked for a while. He sold more batteries than you can imagine to customers who assumed everybody carried a spare battery in their trunk. I don't need a spare battery for my car. But man, there are lots of times I need a spare battery for my soul. You ever been there? There are times when I need that spare battery to help me get through it all. So I'll close today where I started. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. I will send you a comforter, a counselor, one who will encourage you. I will send him to you. I invite you to receive him because sometimes life really, really hurts. Today, as we close our worship service, we're going to have a time of prayer at the altar. I'm going to ask the musicians to come, and as they're doing that, I'm going to invite you to come and pray. I want to be very, very specific about today's invitation. If you have convinced yourself that you don't need anybody and you don't need any help and you can get through it by yourself, thank you very much. If you have succeeded in convincing yourself, I can handle it, this invitation is not for you. This invitation is for the folks who need God's Holy Spirit. They need God's Holy Spirit. I have no idea what life is coming, what's coming at you. I have no idea, but I do know this. There will be moments when it will feel like life is going to break you. There will be moments when you won't be able to handle it alone. There will be those moments. There will be moments when you are crying and you're unsure about the future. There will be those moments. This is the invitation. This invitation is for those kind of folks who know that that's the case and they need God's presence to help them. This invitation is for me because I need God's Spirit to help me. So what's going on in your life? Where are you at an intersection? What's happening with you? I want to invite you as we close our worship today just to come and pray. Now listen. I'm going to simply ask you to pray and release it to God, whatever it is. God, I don't know everything the future holds about this situation, but you do. And Lord, I need you to walk with me. And sometimes, Lord, I'm going to need you to carry me. But Lord, I know you can handle this. And I'm going to give it over to you. and I need your Spirit to help me get through it. The invitation is for folks who need that. So as we're singing, I want to invite you to just come and pray. Just get up from where you are, come and kneel and pray and stay as long as you want. If you want to say thank you, dear God, for how good you've been to me, thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding me through this, I want to invite you to do that. But you're invited to come and pray and invite the Holy Spirit into your life right now.